Have you ever gazed up at the night sky and wondered, I wonder what it would be like to live on another world? As Earth faces challenges like climate change and resource depletion, some people are looking to the stars for humanity's future. But is colonizing other planets or moons a viable solution, or just a sci-fi dream? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, humans should colonize other planets or moons, and comes from the science category of our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The idea of space colonization isn't new. It's been a staple of science fiction for over a century. But in recent decades, it's moved from fantasy to a serious topic of scientific and political discussion. As our technology advances and private companies join the space race, the possibility of establishing human settlements beyond Earth seems more and more feasible than ever before. This isn't just about adventure or scientific curiosity. When we talk about colonizing other planets or moons, we're really discussing the long-term survival and evolution of our species. It touches on the fundamental questions about human nature, our place in the universe, and our responsibility to our home planet. According to NASA, as of 2023, humans have only set foot on one other world, the moon. But plans are already in motion for lunar bases and Mars missions. SpaceX founder Elon Musk has stated his goal of establishing a self-sustaining city on Mars with 1 million inhabitants by 2050. Meanwhile, NASA's Artemis program aims to establish a long-term human presence on the moon as a stepping stone to get to Mars. It's important to discuss this because the decisions we make now about space exploration and colonization will shape the future of humanity for generations to come. It also raises important ethical, financial, and practical questions that we need to tackle as a society. Now, let's debate. Agree. Humans should colonize other planets or moons. Colonizing other worlds is crucial for the long-term survival of humanity. Having settlements on multiple planets would serve as a backup for our species in case of a global catastrophe on Earth, such as an asteroid impact or nuclear war. Space colonization would drive technological innovation. The challenges of living in a hostile environment would push us to develop new technologies in areas like energy production, resource utilization, and life support systems. These advancements could also benefit life on Earth. Exploring and settling other worlds aligns with humanity's innate drive to explore and expand our horizons. It could unite humanity under a common goal, fostering cooperation and pushing the boundaries of human achievement. Disagree. Humans should not colonize other planets or moons. The enormous cost of space colonization could be much better spent solving problems here on Earth. The trillions of dollars required for interplanetary colonization could instead be used to address issues like poverty, disease, and environmental degradation. The ethics of colonizing other planets are problematic. We risk contaminating potential extraterrestrial ecosystems and repeating the mistakes of historical colonization. There's also the question of who gets to go. Will space colonies become hideaways for the wealthy while the rest of humanity is left behind? The technical challenges of space colonization are currently overwhelming. The harsh environments of other planets and moons, including radiation exposure, low gravity, and the lack of breathable atmosphere, pose severe risks to human health and make long-term settlement extremely difficult. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. For the first agree point about species survival, a rebuttal might go, while protecting humanity from extinction is obviously important, we shouldn't use it as an excuse to abandon Earth. Instead of planning an escape, we should focus our efforts on preserving and protecting our home planet, which is uniquely suited to human life. For the second disagree point about ethical implications, you could argue, the comparison to historical colonialism is flawed because we're not displacing indigenous populations on other planets. As for who gets to go, space agencies like NASA have rigorous selection processes based on qualifications, not wealth. As technology advances, space travel could become more accessible to a wider range of people. To sum it up, the debate over colonizing other planets or moons touches on core aspects of human nature, our relationship with technology, and our vision for the future of our species. To sum up, the debate over colonizing other planets or moons touches on core aspects of human nature, our relationship with technology, and our vision for the future of our species. Agree focuses on the benefits of colonization, like technological advancements and the expansion of our species, while Disagree prioritizes focusing more on our homeworld and current needs. Some steps are already being taken towards this goal. Beyond the U.S.-based entities like NASA's Artemis program, SpaceX, and Blue Origin, the European Space Agency and China National Space Administration also have plans for lunar bases. Eager to explore this topic more deeply? When playing dinner table debates at home, the Agree side gets to set the stage and define the conversation. This leads to a unique and engaging debate every time. If you're discussing humans should colonize other planets or moons, here are a few thought-provoking ways Agree could shape the debate. 1. Humans should colonize other planets to secure the future of the species. Should the drive to colonize other planets be motivated primarily by the need to ensure the survival of humanity? How do we balance the urgency of the survival imperative with the immense costs and challenges of space colonization? 2. Only wealthy individuals or private entities should lead the colonization of other planets. Should space colonization be primarily the domain of the wealthy or private companies, rather than the government-led efforts? What are the implications of allowing private entities to take the lead in establishing human presence on other planets? 3. Human colonization of other planets should involve claiming and governing these new territories. Should the countries that establish and govern new territories on other planets or moons implement legal and economic systems, such as taxation for visitors? How would this approach affect international cooperation and the management of space resources? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree, then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok account, at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.